Welcome to Orphans No More, a radio extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry, a program dedicated to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless, advocating Christian families to adopt and get involved with foster care here in the Capital District, as well as globally, and encouraging and supporting those who've heard and heeded the call of James 1:27.
To the fatherless, he is a father. To the widow, he is a champion friend. To the lonely, he gives a family. That is Psalm 68:5 from the Passion Translation. I'm your host today, Sandra Flack. Welcome to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. Our guest today is Gloria Cooper, founder and executive director of Heart to Heart, Hand to Hand International, a nonprofit bringing hearts and hands together to provide hope, stability, and opportunity to empower African communities. Welcome, Gloria.
Thank you, Sandra. Thank you, everyone, also.
Well, we thank you for joining us today, and we're interested in hearing your story and all that your organization is doing in Africa. Let's get started tell us how you first got involved in this work of bringing humanitarian aid to orphans in Africa.
Okay. Well, I believe in relationship is a key, and having a relationship with the Father is first. And my heart is just for kids. I'm an Isaiah 54 woman. I have not for any children of my own, so God has given me the ability to have it, this huge heart, I'm told, to see past that and to pour into children that don't have any mom or dad. And so Isaiah 54 is a scripture that the Lord has given me and a promise to do what he has planned in my life to make a difference in these children's lives. And so also we are keeping those lamps full, the children and ourselves, by sharing his love in real action. So we, since I was 14, I was always for the less fortunate. During that time, my deepest time alone, I went to go see the Wachita Children Choir, and they're from Uganda, and they were here in the United States, and I became a supporter. I was part of an organization during that time locally, in for an outreach for Christ. I had a call on my 41st birthday. And an African on the other end of the line said, "Caribou," which means welcome to Kenya. That winter, I was there in Kenya, serving alongside the Ushindi team of 81 orphans and staff with my great friends, Justice and Jane Monga. During the end of 2007, my husband and I were in the Kenyan conflict. For safety, we went to Uganda, where I worked alongside his embrace with Daniel Kagwa. I have committed my heart to orphans, and that is how I basically got started with bringing humanitarian aid, was through other organizations, serving on the field, living in the countries for long periods of time, 6 months or more, and going over because I just have this burning passion to make a difference. And they fulfill my life as much as I fulfill theirs.
Yeah, and we've interviewed, I've had Daniel Kagwa as a guest on our show before, and he has such an amazing testimony and story and work there in Africa, in Uganda.
Yes, he's a great son.
Yeah, so now you established Heart to Heart 10 years ago. So you'd been up to that point helping other nonprofits on the ground there in Kenya and in Uganda. So what led you to establish Heart to Heart?
Well, after the time when I was there in the conflict, it just transformed myself and my husband. You know, when you see conflict, you hear it when you're in the U.S., you read it on the news media if they give you the true picture of it. But we were truly on the ground in the midst of the conflict with all the sugar canes burning around us and people's lives being taken from them, churches being built with women, burnt with women and children in them. It really, we cried so many tears with our friends. knowing that they had been going through this for so many decades, and yet we were only there for a few months and had been going through it with them, which changed my whole mindset on helping. That's when we left Kenya, went to Uganda. I was there for 6 months helping Daniel get things a little bit organized with his embrace. Came back from the mission field, sat at my computer, and the Holy Spirit spoke to me and shared with me, you're going to do my ministry now. And it's going to be called Heart to Heart, Hand in Hand International, because you're going to do it heart to heart with others. And you're going to do it hand in hand because it's going to be action-packed. And it's going to be international. And I called on the name. I got the business name, and we received a 501c3 3 months thereafter, which is unheard of.
Yeah,
we were so blessed. H2H International has been doing the work for 10 years, as you said. We do ascribe by Matthew 25:35-40. And as I said, I have a personal testimony of Isaiah 54.
Incredible. So I know you had mentioned to me that at one point you had purchased a farm in Uganda. Tell us about the work that is going on the ground there now through your organization.
Okay. Well, we have Franklin and Sarah Kisozi. They're dear son and daughter in the faith of mine. And we have had some issues with land, as you do in Africa. We don't own it. The ministry owns the land. We had a donor buy the land. It was a pretty big price. So we had agriculture. That was always my dream, to feed the people, right? Get the water, feed the people. They can make an income, they can sell, and they can send their kids to school, buy clothes, buy medicine, and so on. And so entrepreneurship type of thing. So for a year, we did do agriculture on the farm. It's a 4.8-acre farm. And in a village, in Wakiso village, and Lungugudi is the name of the village. And there's no electricity, no running water, but there's a house there, and there's different kinds. There's coffee beans and so on and so forth. So Christopher went ahead, and he was our agriculture director. We paid him monthly. We did it for a year, but we found at the end of the year, Sandra, that it really wasn't panning out because it was costing more for labor and for seeds and plants and things of that nature rather than just giving it money to buy food. And it wasn't managed properly because we weren't there overseeing it as we probably should have. So at this time, that land has now, that title deed has gone over to Franklin and Sarah. We're hoping to do a transition home for the children that end up at the police station, that may be raped, burned, beaten by their parents. And then Sarah is a counselor and a social worker, and she provides care for those children, bringing them in the home, tenderly nurturing them back to God's care, giving them all the love and the food and the attention that they need, the medical. And then providing counsel for the parents also on the outside, and then reconciling the family back together. I just love that piece.
Yes, me too. And so Sarah and Franklin are in, this part of your work is in Kenya, correct?
No, I'm sorry. That is in Uganda.
That is in Uganda. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. I know, because you're working in both countries, so I want to make sure that we get that
we are.
That correct. Where you're at and what you're doing. And so let's go on and let's talk about the work of Heart to Heart on the ground in both places. Share with us what you're doing in Kenya. Share with us what is going on in Uganda.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. So relationships are vital. Really good, strong relationships. And of course, we all know that takes time to bond, to have transparency, to have prayer time, to fight. I mean, fight sometimes can be good because then you can understand people. His family youth home is in Miliki Village, Kenya. And then Sarah and Franklin, again, are with Heart to Heart Initiative it's not the same as heart-to-heart, hand-in-hand international. Kind of funny how God put us all together, but we're family. His family youth home and heart-to-heart initiative has been the babies in my spirit in which make a difference in the lives of children. Whether they're few or thousands, we began with water, food, medical, and whatever needs for education and awareness and fundraising. H2H International is a grassroots organization, and I'm going to get into what we do now. We have accomplished so much with His grace, love, and mercy, and so little money. In relationships in the project, we tried a water project in Kenya, but it has failed, needing the borehole well. Water is life in Africa and even in America. If we have any well drillers out there, please give me a call. It is a costly project, but will change the whole village filled with witchcraft and poverty. Uganda is working tirelessly on building a transition home, and we help financially with both of these. We want to give economic empowerment, which creates businesses, and we're praying about that in both countries and giving opportunity for the youth that are out of high school now to go to trade schools, to have sewing machines, to do a business, to do piggery, to do charcoal projects, things that people actually need every day of their life. protecting children and rebuilding families and transforming communities is what Heart to Heart, Hand in Hand is all about. So we have done also a solar project in Kenya when I was there for 30 days. They graciously hosted me in their home, so I became part of their family with 19 children and 2 adults, and goats and sheep and so on and so forth. And we also bought undergarments for the girls and the boys, and we brought Dress a Girl Around the World. They actually donated so many beautiful, wonderful dresses to us. And also Dress a Dude from Santa Cruz also donated T-shirts and shorts for the boys with a scripture in the pocket. And so I encourage anybody that listens to help those organizations as they help us to bring clothing to these children. And they love them. They wore them to Sunday school. They were so proud to wear them. We also do education. So we brought pencils from Costco. They value pencils and scissors and just those things that we can carry, literature that leaders can use and children's books and things of that nature, glue sticks. They don't have those type of things over there in Africa. We did moringa trees in Kenya, and so I bought 8 moringa trees, and 5 are still living, and they're probably 6 foot tall now since July. And we are planting a 1-acre moringa tree this spring to do a campaign. So anyone that's interested in buying a moringa tree for $10, we would be able to plant more moringa trees than just 1 or 2 on that 1 acre. And we have someone already ready to oversee that program that lives on the land. It's not ours. It's been donated to us to utilize.
Well, Gloria, just explain to our listeners the moringa trees. Are they fruit trees?
Oh, no. These are multi-faceted trees that give protein, medicine. They can heal wounds. They're antibacterial type of thing. So if the leaves you can actually eat, and they're higher in protein than meat. There's vitamin A in it, vitamin C. There's more calcium than cow's milk. And so I just encourage people, I'm even taking moringa pills here in the United States because I'm very, very busy and sometimes I forget to pick something up to eat. So for the children there, they only eat beans and sometimes they get rice and they eat maize, which is corn. So there really isn't a lot of protein in their diet and they get sick often with malaria and digestion issues and skin issues. So we thought that the moringa tree would be a wonderful asset for them, one for them personally, but now we are growing into a possible business.
Wow, wonderful. So that, along with the other agricultural, the chickens, pigs, goats, that kind of stuff, the sewing machine, yeah. and teaching the kids to sew and make clothing, and you said water is life over there. So drilling wells in the villages.
Oh yeah.
You are listening to Orphans No More, a media extension of Justice for Orphans Ministry. To learn more about adoption, foster care, and global orphan care, visit our website at justicefororphansny.org. Our guest today is founder and executive director of Heart to Heart, Hand in Hand International, a nonprofit connecting people who want to share love and compassion with those in need of clean water, food, shelter, medicine, and education in Africa, specifically Kenya and Uganda. And Gloria, we were just talking about a lot of the work that your organization is doing there in Kenya and Africa. Now tell us, what are the greatest needs your organization currently faces?
Water. Water is the greatest need. And then, of course, we have schooling for the children. It's pretty expensive to send 17 children, especially high schoolers, to school, and then there's the trade school for those that don't make the mark in eighth grade. And if they don't make the mark, then what do they do? What do we do with them? What do we do with these young adults? So we're now have one, possibly three girls going to trade school because they didn't. One already graduated. She's been a staff member in cooking and cleaning and washing, and now we're sending her to school to be like a nurse. And so we look at these people and we ask them, and I've spent time with these girls and cried with them and been in the room with them at nighttime when we're going to bed and asking them what their dreams are, what their passions are. And that's how you get to know people, and that's how we can start digging up the pennies and the dollars and telling people, listen, Violet really wants to do this, and Maureen really wants to do that. And we really have these opportunities for these girls to also share the love of Christ wherever they go.
Incredible. And all of that work, the digging wells, the planting the trees, and maintaining a facility, it all takes resources, financial resources.
It does. And I went over the budget with Samson when I was there, and it's only half, if half, of what we really need right now. But for some reason, God's grace has allowed us to, you know, give what we give. We have probably about 5 to 6 donors. As I said, we're a grassroots org. We've been in commission for 10 years, and I wear pretty much all the hats. So it's hard when you work 7 hours a day with medically fragile children and you're doing this, but God, he keeps it going. It's pretty wonderful. I love it.
Wonderful. Would you share with us, Gloria, a testimony from the field? You've been in Africa several times. Share with us a testimony that would just show and reveal the power of God to our listeners.
Yes, a testimony in the field. When I was there in July of 2017, I was on a 2-month mission trip to Africa, to both on the east. The night of the washing of feet in Kenya was a testimony that I will never forget and carry with me. The children carried the jerrycans for about 2 or 3 miles because there's no running water at the mud hut church. And they also carried the towels and the basin on their heads. His family youth home, the Lord has spoken to me to do a foot washing. And so I talked to Samson, which is the leader on the ground. He's actually a bishop there. He oversees 25 churches, and yet he's raising up 17 children as his own. He said, let's do it. So that night, the leaders prophesied to one another. Tears fell. Hearts were softened. Marriages were restored. Revival had come to Maliki Village, Kenya. Worship broke out all night. Songs of deliverance. Love and power stayed and is continuing after a 20-day fast last week. And that's 7 months, still going strong. Oil was also placed on everyone's forehead and poured over the pastors. Oil that you can actually buy over here. God allowed me to bring some over. And it, just that smell, the presence of the Lord was so strong in that little church. They have grown so much, Sandra, since then, they have had to build a new church.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
They've had to build a new church. And now they also have a new church planting in another village. And so the word has gone out that there's love just abounding. And I didn't know if I can go back to, I didn't get to share about his family youth home in Maliki Village.
Oh, please do. Go ahead.
Okay. Samson oversees Christian Family Church, which has 25 churches in Kenya. He is going to a training with Samaritans First this month, and so we get the privilege to send him to Nairobi from a little church. It's like 8 hours away. I've been on that bus ride. It's very potholish. It's very long, and it's very hot. And there's a lot of people on those buses coming in and out. We also would like to do a training with him or get him in touch with anyone in Awanas to bring back the word back to these kids, the disciples. There's over 1,000 children that could benefit in all of his churches through Awanas, but we can't afford the materials. So if anyone is willing to do that, we would be most appreciative. That will change the whole country. Funding for the phases of transition home also in Uganda. We're still working on that. Samson, again, is a, sorry, Franklin is an electrician. He's also going to school, seminary, getting his master's in July. And again, I was sharing that Sarah is a social worker, and she's going to go back and get her master's also in social work. So all these great things, these people God has just put us with, we have worked with others that have not worked out. And these 10 years have been a real big well drilling for us personally. As a mother of nations, I've cried so many tears, and yet God has seen fit to do the work, little or big, in these two countries. And we just look forward to what God's going to do with these children, because they're the next generation that we're pouring into and showing how to prophesy and how to love one another and how to disciple one another and how to love your neighbor as yourself. And so there's a whole generation out there that didn't get that. They kind of missed it. And we want to rectify that, as we say it in Africa. Rectify means just redo it. Do it right. Correct it.
Yeah. So how can our listeners learn more about Heart to Heart?
Well, that's a super good question. I would like the listeners that are so amazing out there to go to our website at www.hintl.org. All my contact info is there, as well as the projects that we've done, the mission trips. There's newsletters. Leaders and partners on the ground are there. Samson and Gladys are both there. The children that they've raised up. There's YouTube uploads that people can hear and see video. The same with Uganda. I've gone to 2 transition homes there on a Boda Boda, carrying chickens under my arms with Sarah, driving 3 to a Boda Boda, which is a motorcycle, and seen the love and brought clothes there and brought love. And I've seen what they've done, and we would like to we'd like to duplicate that, so that, because there's thousands of children, millions, that need care and need love. Mm. And Sarah and Franklin have just a unique way of presenting that, and they're willing to go to Kenya and share that with Samson and Gladys, so that we can change it by having the families involved in it, not just having orphans, but becoming a big family.
So our listeners can go to your website, meet everybody, see everything. All of your contact information is there. I've been on the website. It's incredible. So check them out. That's at www.h2hintl.org. And real quick, Gloria, as we wrap up, what is something that is on your heart that you want our listeners to really take away from our conversation today?
Well, prayers are the answers. You know, Sandra, faith moves mountains in the kingdom of God. So I believe I have been given a measure of faith that is great, and it gets attention from our Father. I have been prophesied to mobilize those in the pews, which would be the churches, to move to action and do the work, making leaders of nations, changing lives, to live for and in the kingdom. Identity and destiny makers are here and ready. Join Heart to Heart, Hand in Hand International, for a mission to Africa. We have a purity provision that we're trying to do now. We're going to be doing a campaign. I would love to share my passion of the people of Africa. Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. Mm. And that is what we're doing. We're loving one another by doing it heart to heart, making relationships, long-lasting ones. Yes, we need the fundraising. Yes, we need the money. But really, God wants us to be connected relationally. And then God's going to do the rest. He's going to provide us to have a job or an extra whatever or a tax donation, you know, that's coming up for all of us in the United States from the U.S. government. And God does a little with, he does a lot with a little. We don't take any money for ourselves. There's no administration costs other than we do have a P.O. box that we pay for and the website and so on. But I don't get paid. I do my, it's voluntarily, it's voluntary. So we're looking for people that also have skills and that have a passion and that want to serve, whether it's on the mission field. We also have a mission application that can be filled out after they talk to me on the phone. We don't just do willy-nilly. We have to have a relationship to go over to a third world country. Mm. But I would love to talk to anybody about any of the projects or get them connected to the people on the other side. And once they're approved to go over and they have everything together, I'm just looking for people to
put their faith into action. Yeah. Well, Gloria, thank you for sharing your story and for all that you're a part of there in Africa. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you, Sandra, and thank you, everyone.
And thank you, our listeners, for tuning in today. You can find more episodes of Orphans No More right on our website at justicefororphansny.org. And as podcasts, you can find them on iTunes, Google Play, Podbean. Just search for the name of the show, Orphans No More. I'm Sandra Fleck, your host and executive director of Justice for Orphans. Our mission is to rally the church for the cause of the fatherless. We inspire, educate, and equip the body of Christ to walk out James 1:27 by adoption, foster care, and orphan care ministry.
Thank you for supporting this program by listening today, sharing what you've heard, and praying for orphans and children in need everywhere. More information is available at justicefororphansny.org. Visit and discover how you can make a difference in a child's life. And be sure to tune in to Orphans No More next Friday.